Welcome to your three-part series on how to get booked on more podcasts. My name is Angel Tussey. They call me a media matchmaker, and I'm going to go through all the elements that our team uses for ourselves to get booked on more podcasts and what we use to help others get booked on more podcasts as well. Before I get into it, I'll give you just a little background about me. They do call me the media matchmaker. For 10 years, I was a talk show host out of Denver, Colorado, hosting 2 hours of business talk Monday through Friday. And then I was also the host of a second 2-hour Christian lifestyle show where I was talking to moms in minivans. And so being a radio talk show host gave me the insider secrets for everything it takes to get booked in media, radio, television, magazines. I sold radio advertising for most of my 10-year career, as well as helping my clients to monetize their advertising budget and how to leverage their advertising budget using media. When I left broadcasting, I started speaking to small business expos, to organizations and entrepreneurs, teaching them the insider secrets for how to leverage media exposure, how to create media visibility. And I did that all the way up until the pandemic. During the pandemic, of course, social distancing, all live events were put to a halt, and we started helping our clients get booked on more podcasts. Podcasts were, they just took a spike in visibility. They took a spike in brand new podcasts getting started. In fact, I started a daily morning talk show during the pandemic in order to stay connected with my followers and to continue to grow my business. Lots of things shifted, of course, like everybody else, we pivoted. And one of the things that we did was open up a brand new Facebook group called Need a Guest. Need a Guest started in 2020 as an answer for me to help bring all of the people who were coming to me asking for my connections, the relationships I had built in my years in broadcasting, as well as my years traveling as a public speaker. And they were always asking me, Angel, do you have a guest? Do you know a speaker that would fit for this? And so that's where I got coined the nickname Media Matchmaker. And by starting the Facebook group, it became one of the fastest growing online Facebook groups for podcasters to find guests and for guests to get booked. Now, it took us almost over 2 years to grow that Facebook group to hit 10,000 members. But once we hit 10,000, we recognized how the podcasting world was growing, the opportunities that were truly happening inside the podcasting world, not just for podcasters, but more specifically for guests being able to leverage what I call other people's platforms, other people's audiences, in order to create more visibility and more traffic, right? The number one struggle for small businesses is they're not speaking to enough qualified leads. When we can match you up and partner you up with a series of podcasts who all have their own built-in audience, we can create infinite traffic, right? Unlimited possibilities, help you to become the number one authority in your niche by leveraging the system, the proven result or the proven number of podcasts, which we determined to be during that time, is 2 podcasts a week. So if we can get you booked on 2 podcasts a week, that puts you in front of 100 fresh new audiences throughout the year, unlimited number of resources and possibilities to build your list, to build your audience, to create the influence, to get your story and your message out in front of your dream audience, and to do it in a way that you can monetize it on the back end. So one of the things we discovered inside the Facebook group of Need a Guest is that, yes, it grew to 10,000 people. Once we put our attention to it, in the next 6 months, it doubled in size. So as we started putting our attention into podcasting, recognizing the value of podcasting, not just as a podcast host, but as a podcast guest, we've now been able to create this proven system. We call it the Media Firestorm system on getting you booked on 2 podcasts every single week, attracting your dream audience, nurturing that audience, and turning that into qualified and high-paying clients. But let's talk a little bit about the landscape of podcasting right now. When we think about podcasting and the world of podcasting, there's so much opportunity than ever before. and it is growing daily. Think about this, that podcasts get 40 times more listeners than an hour long webinar. And part of that is when people are listening to a webinar, they've got to go and make time for that. They have to clear their schedule. They have to be sitting in front of their computer. And they also know that typically at the end of an hour long webinar, it's going to be about 30 minutes of content and about 30 minutes of an upsell, a value stack, right? They know there's a sale at the end. Whereas with a podcast, it's typically engaging dialogue, it's entertaining, it's a mindset shift, it's information that they're already drawn to, and it's something they can take with them on the go, right? I can be walking my dog, I can be exercising, I can be commuting, right? All of this, I can take it with me on the go. And 80% of people who pick up a podcast and start a broadcast, even if they pick it up and put it back down, they will listen to the entire interview. 75% of customers who discover you in an interview, they are more likely to purchase your top product. 155 million people have listened to a podcast, and 37% of North Americans listen to podcasts every single month. And there are well over 1 million active podcast shows. So think about this, right? There's opportunity. There's your dream audience. It's easier to get booked on a podcast than on a stage or in a magazine. They're more accessible. More people are listening to them. They have longevity and scalability for your message. Right? People can hear it next week, next month, next year. If I go and speak at an event, I'm going to impact that audience for a couple of hours or maybe a couple of days. Whereas my podcast interview can be out there for months and weeks and years, right? Also, most podcast listeners have a household income of over $75,000 a year, which makes the podcast listener your most profitable customer, right? So acquiring customers from a podcast interview is one of the most profitable ways to build your business. But also what we've discovered is most people don't have a strategy. They don't have a system for going out and getting booked on podcasts. So that's what we create at Media Firestorm, is an incredible system, a duplicatable system. And I'm going to walk you through that here in this three-part series of Get Booked on More Podcasts. So the very first element when we think about getting booked on more podcasts, as we break this down, actually, let me give you the overview of the three systems and strategies that we focus on. The first one is your method. The second is your offer. And the third is volume. So method, offer, and volume. And during this first part series, we're going to focus on the method of getting you booked on multiple podcasts, right? Getting you booked on more podcasts. And there are really four different ways that you can use to reach out to podcast hosts to get booked, right? One-on-one, or one to many. I mean, one-on-one, we would use warm outreach, reaching out to people you already know, that you're already connected to, that you have a relationship with. The second way, right, with your one-on-one could be in a cold outreach, right? Cold calls, cold selling, right? Cold pitches, reaching out to people you've never heard of before, sending them DMs and text messages. We can also leverage one to many, in that we can reach out to people we already know in an email blast or posting out on social media. And we can also reach one to many of people we don't know yet by sponsoring podcasts or paying for ads. And so if we think about those four ways, we have warm outreach versus cold outreach, right? But it's all done one-on-one. And then we have the one to many approach, either with people we already know by posting free content, or by sponsoring podcasts and paying for ads. And so those are the four methods to reaching out to podcasters. And inside of our team, we leverage all four, but where you really want to start is at warm outreach, right? This is the people you have the most immediate access to right now, the people that are in your world that you are already connected to. Maybe you have a list of people that you know in your world that you know have a podcast. They are the easiest place to start to get booked on podcasts. Like, who do you know that hosts a podcast? that you could reach out to them and say, hey, do you think I'd be a good fit? This is what I speak on. Right? What's the best way to connect with you? If you're inside of our Need a Guest Facebook group, we created the warm outreach landscape for you to participate in, because every day there are podcasters out saying, hey, I need a guest. And all you have to do is comment and respond or fill out their application form or send them a DM, right? They'll tell you, they give you the exact instructions. So inside of our podcast network, we have built this environment for warm outreach. So think about all the people that you already know are connected to that might have a podcast. You could send direct messages to, you could text them, they'll reply back to you because they know you, right? There's a connection there already. So it's not weird to hear from you. And here's something else, like podcasters are looking for guests every single day. They're looking for quality guests. This is one of the biggest struggles with podcasters is they need quality guests. They need people who take it seriously, people who show up on time, who add value, who will help them to market and promote their show. And so as you think about you being a guest on somebody else's podcast, it's not just about sharing your story, but it's really fulfilling a need that they have, right? Quality guests, right? People who take it seriously. I think a lot of times because we don't pay for it, or because we know they're just sitting in their home office with their computer, having a dialogue. Like, I think a lot of times we underestimate the value of a podcast, but really the reach and the potential and the impact is incredibly great. And every one of those podcast guests is an exclusive interview. You're taking up an exclusive spot. They could have given it to somebody else. These spots are limited. Right? There's only so many, especially if they're doing one or two podcasts a week, they're only taking on 4 to 8 people throughout the entire month. Think about how many people could reach out to them and how limited these spots are. So they need podcast hosts or guests who take it very seriously. They're also looking for people who add value. I think a lot of times we think as a guest, we're going to get on this podcast and we're going to sell our stuff. We're going to fill our programs. We're going to fill our events. I see that all the time inside the Need a Guest group is I need to get on a podcast so I can promote this thing. That's the opposite benefit. That's the opposite use of a podcast. It's not the most effective use of your time. Number one, it's not evergreen, right? It's time stamped, especially if you're trying to fill an event or sensitive. If it's time sensitive, it doesn't belong on a podcast because podcasts are what we call evergreen, which means like a pine tree, right? No matter what time of year you go up into the mountains, that pine tree has needles year round. It's evergreen. Whereas other trees, right? They lose their leaves. That's kind of what, if something's time stamped, it lost its leaves, it's past its prime. You want to make sure that as a podcast guest, that even if somebody doesn't buy from you, even if they don't opt into your programs, even if they don't opt into your freebie, that they still get value from listening to you, from listening to this interview. So taking it professionally, taking it seriously, adding value, evergreen value, helping to promote the show as well. I mean, telling people that you're a guest on it, sharing it out with your followers and letting them know you're going to be a guest. You just booked it, right? The day you recorded it, right? Here I am recording. I can't wait for you to hear it. I'll save the date. I'll drop the link. Once it's been posted and it comes out live, promoting that to your followers and encouraging them to go and listen and to subscribe to that podcast. And even later on down the road, right, a few weeks later, a few months later, continuing to share that podcast to help that podcaster's rankings and listening scores and download numbers go up. That's kind of the role, right, as a podcast guest, right, those four parts. And the method of reaching out, right, as warm outreach, number one, to people you're already connected to. And number two, our network, we've created the landscape right there, the environment. And if you aren't yet involved in our Need a Guest group, go to needaguest.com. You can register for free. It's our free community. It's a free give back. We don't charge anything to be a part of it. We do have some other added value, other added perks. If you want to connect into our premium community, where we have conversations and discussion threads and some training, because you do want to, you don't just want to wing it. You don't want to be willy-nilly about this. You truly want to show up professional and prepared to give content. And so we train up our clients, and we do that a lot through the trainings that we provide inside of our premium network as well. All of this, right, is included for free, and it's just our way of giving back, because there's so much opportunity out in the world. I don't want you to miss it. I have such a heart for our small business owners being able to create that visibility, to create that connection, to get booked on more podcasts every single month and every single week. If you're interested in learning more about our Media Firestorm program, you can reach out to me and we can get you plugged in and introduce you to some of the benefits of being a part of a community, building out your entire sequence, acquisition, nurturing those leads, getting you booked, introducing you to our inner circle of our podcast network, our podcast inventory, and access to our growing podcast directory every single week. But make sure you tune in for part two of Get Booked on More Podcasts, where we continue in this conversation of systems and strategies for getting booked. We've talked about method today. In part two, we're going to talk about your offer. Welcome back to the three-part series, Getting Booked on More Podcasts. I'm Angel Tussie. I am your media matchmaker and the founder of the Need a Guest Facebook group, where we have created the fastest growing online community for finding guests and getting booked. Every single day, we help our clients get booked on more podcasts. We are always adding more podcast hosts into our directory, into our inventory, in order to continue to bring you higher quality podcast leads. But in order to leverage the whole idea of the podcast world, we want to make sure that we have a system and a strategy for getting you booked every single week. This is the methodology that we take our Media Firestorm clients through. It's the methodology that I've been using myself for the last 5 years and to get my clients booked on more than two stages or two podcasts every single week. Getting booked on two podcasts every single week puts you in front of over 100 audiences throughout the year. And the number one struggle that most entrepreneurs have is not speaking to enough qualified leads every single week in order to fill your sales funnel, in order to grow your business. But here's the thing, there's so much opportunity. There's so many people out there that are today looking for you, that need your advice, need your guidance, and want to know what you know. And entering into the world of a podcast guest is the fastest and easiest way and the most growing way right now. And it's still pretty much untapped. There are a lot of people that are getting booked on podcasts, but it's seemingly random. It's inconsistent. They're not getting the opt-ins from it. They haven't quite figured out how to leverage that. And that's what we teach inside of our Media Firestorm program, is the methodology for leveraging podcast guesting in order to grow your business. So in part one of Get Booked on More Podcasts, we talked about the method, right? How we're reaching out to people, and that we've really created a great landscape and environment for you to have warm outreach, people already connected to you that you can reach out to say, hey, let's get me booked on your podcast. Right? That's where we always start, right? Is the people we're closest to. We can do this one-on-one, right? As far as text messages and personal messages and personal posts. We can also do an outreach, right, to the people that we're already connected to by doing email blasts. Hey, are you looking for guests for your show? Do you think I'd be a great fit? I heard you have a podcast. Tell me about your podcast. All of this, right, can start to open up doors and position you as an authority in your niche, right? It also positions you and elevates your personal brand as a podcast guest. The more podcasting, right, that you do, the more podcast opportunities that open up to you. People see you as a podcast guest, and you'll start to get recognized and invited onto more podcasts simply by going out and doing, right, getting booked. But before we actually message them, right, and reach out to them, we really want to put together a really solid offer that you can use to increase your your likeliness, right, of getting booked. And so as we leverage, right, rather than just go, hey, you should book me on your show, which a lot of people do, right? You should have me on your show and it's all about me. We really want to make a great offer. And a lot of times people call this a pitch, right? What's the pitch you're going to use to get booked? We call it an offer just because it sounds nicer, right? So there are basic offers and then there's no-brainer offers, right? What if I offered you $10,000 to interview me? That would be a no-brainer offer. I have paid to speak on stages. And so essentially I'm paying you to speak on your stage if I wanted to offer you money to have you interview me. Now, in most cases, offering a large sum of money is not very profitable. So I want to give you lots of different things that you can do to leverage the assets you already have to help that podcaster get closer to the goal they have in mind. So remember, they are also looking for more exposure, more traffic, more leads, more followers, just like you too. So you'll stand out from others when you can begin to partner with them in their efforts. So rather than say, hey, just something about me, which is what a pitch is, right? It's all about me, my assets, what I bring to the table. An offer is really something more reciprocal, something for you, something for me. So here's some ways that you can stand out in an offer, right? Instead of just a standard pitch, putting together an offer. So one, you could offer to do a podcast swap. If you have your own podcast, you could say, hey, here's something reciprocal. I'll do you, you do me, right? I'll interview you, you interview me. And that's a really respectful offer right out of the gate. If you have a platform, you know, being willing to offer them to do something you're willing to do yourself is incredible. It also gives them more exposure, introduces them to your audience, creates a lot of know, like, and trust factor as you're each interviewing each other. And so there's a lot of mutual benefit there. And even if you don't have a podcast, you could still offer, think about this, you have a platform of something, right, that you could reach out to them with. And so if we think about you have a YouTube channel or you have a Facebook page or you have a group that you meet with, right? If you have any type of platform that you could promote them on, you could still do a podcast swap, even if you don't officially have an own podcast. Right. So think about this. If you have you can interview, right? You could interview them on Zoom, upload it to YouTube, and share it on your Facebook or your LinkedIn profile. Voila, right? You have a stage. Right? In this new era of media, pretty much everybody is a media host, right? So if you have a YouTube channel or you have a social media platform where you can host videos, technically you have a stage that you could swap that with, right? You could offer to promote them to your email list, right? If you've got a decent sized email list, of course, giving them more exposure, giving the links so people can subscribe, endorsing them, right? Encouraging your followers to follow them. And so depending on your size, right? If you've got a decent email list size, you could say, hey, I'd love to promote you and promote your podcast to my email list size of X number, right? If you have a good open rating, maybe you don't have a really large list, but you've got a quality list and you know you've got a 29% open rate or 30% or 50% open rate, then mention that, right? I don't have a large list, but I have a large open rate, right? I have a very engaged audience and they open up and they follow and they pay attention. If you're just starting out building your list, you can say that, be honest, right? Be honest about where you're at. Tell them I'm just beginning to use my podcast to grow my email list. And in the last month, my email list has doubled in size. Right? When we were growing the Need a Guest Facebook group, it took us 2.5 years to get to 10,000 members. When we really started focusing on growing it, leveraging it, engaging in it, actively using the group, it doubled in size in the next 6 months. It's amazing where attention goes, energy flows, right? And what grows when you pay attention to it. And so your email list, as you start to grow, will also start to grow in size. And so if you do a podcast swap, you can promote them to your email. You can also offer to do something for them, solve a problem for them. Is there something you have, a resource, a tool, a kit, An affiliate link, right? Something that you can just offer to them. Here's some things that I've offered to my clients in the past, or leads in the past, is we could write a press release for them, right? Our company does press releases. We have a great distribution network. And so I could write a press release for you. I could write a foreword. I've written a foreword in many, many books. I think I've written the foreword in 8 different books as just a way to add value to somebody. I've invited them to speak on my stage. I introduce them to other guests. Like, you think I'm a good fit. Can I bring you more guests? They always love that. Introduce them, of course, to marketing partners, clients, or vendors. Introductions, testimonials, reviews, like all of these are things that you can do that don't cost you anything, but that you have a value. Do you have a stage? Do you have a group that they could speak on and speak in front of? Do you have a tool that you use? Do you have a hack, right, that would help them? You see that their website has, you know, something that you could solve for them. You see their email signature, something, you like something that you recognize and you're like, hey, can I help you? Take them to lunch, buy them coffee, right? You are a wonderful human being. So even beyond your brilliance that you'll bring to them as a podcast guest, you can be very creative, be clever and innovative on helping solve a problem for them. Something that we've been using a lot is offering to get them on another podcast. You are in a network, right? If you're part of NadaGuest or part of our Media Firestorm group, you have a network of podcasters that you could help them get booked. They want the same thing. Remember, as a host, they probably wouldn't mind getting interviewed. When I was growing my radio show, this is what we did, right? I used other radio shows to build up my audience. I would at least twice a week, I was a guest on somebody else's program. Same for podcast hosts. Even though they're hosting their own show, they also need to be a guest to grow their audience on other people's podcasts. So offer to get them on another podcast. And so if you think about just the different things that you could add and offer to them instead of just that onesie of, hey, do this for me, but let me do something for you. And as you put yourself out there and think of it more as a two-way street, something reciprocal, now you'll start to stand out. So as you go through the Need a Guest group and you are seeing the different pitches and that people are saying, right, and commenting on inside that Need a Guest group, or as you're reaching out to your warm outreach, people you know who have a podcast, they're already in your network and in your community, or you're posting in an email blast or a social media post, right? Let me do this for you. Like, always lead with, I'd love to promote you to my group. Who has a podcast? Do you think I'd be a good fit, right? Would this be a great opportunity for your audience if I promoted you to my audience? I'd love to do a podcast swap. Love to have you speak on my stage. Love to have you speak to my group. Love to solve this problem for you. Remember, a lot of this is one-on-one, so you can make it personal. Make it personal exactly to that person, to their needs. Yes, this can be time consuming, but it is so valuable. What if you got in front of an extra 10 people this week, an extra 100 people this week, an extra 1,000 people this week? So much of what we're doing as business owners is this one-on-one building our relationships. And now we want to start to leverage the power of podcasts because that gets us in front of one to many. If this makes sense to you, right? And you're like, I need to be more, I need to be doing more, I need to be doing it better than I was doing it better, just increasing your offer can increase your booking rate probably 3 times better than what it's currently doing. Chatted with a gentleman, they sent out 465 messages and they got 20 responses. That's a 4% return. Imagine if we could triple that just by improving your offer. Give them a no-brainer offer, something that they can't refuse. Like, let me make you an offer you can't refuse. That's honestly what we want to do here. We want you to stand out, to give them the best option, to be the best guest, the best yes that they've ever said yes to, and be the best guest opportunity, because it matters, right? Like, it absolutely works. It matters. We want to get you in front of more audiences so that you can grow your business, become the number one authority in your niche. If you haven't yet plugged into Need a Guest, go to needaguest.com. It'll plug you into our free community. If you're interested in learning more about our Media Firestorm program, you can reach out to us there. So in this was part two, right? So part one, we talked about method. Part two, we talked about offer. In the third part of this three-part series of Get Booked on More podcasts, we are going to talk about volume. How much volume does it really take to get booked on two podcasts a week? I can't wait to see you there. Welcome to the three-part series, Get Booked on More Podcasts. I'm Angel Tussey. I am your media matchmaker and the founder of the Need a Guest Facebook group, where every single day we are matching up our clients, helping them to get booked on more podcasts. And I'm going to teach you today the third part in our system and strategy for how to get booked on more podcasts every single week, with the goal of getting booked on two podcasts a week to get you in front of 100 fresh new audiences. Remember, the number one struggle that most entrepreneurs have is not speaking to enough qualified leads. And yet every single day, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of opportunities for you to share your message out in the world on a brand new podcast. I don't want you to think you have to do a lot of podcasts, right, to go and get on 10 podcasts a week in order to create the results you're looking for. Our proven system and what we've discovered over the last 4 years is that two podcasts a week puts you in front of 100 fresh new audiences. So think about all the things that you're doing now to create visibility, to create traffic, to attract more leads, to build your following. Leveraging podcasting is the fastest way and the most profitable way in order to grow your business. We realized that as we were building the Need a Guest group, we got the group to 10,000 members. It took over 2.5 years to do that, or about 2.5 years to do that. And once we really put our focus and attention and energy on focusing on podcasting and growing that group and elevating and developing that group, we doubled in size in the next 6 months. And so we're pouring all of our efforts and energies into the podcasting world, helping people become guests on podcasts because of all the opportunity, the availability, the exposure, the profitability, everything that is built in to being a podcast guest. And so during this three-part series, we've been walking you through the strategy and system that we use to take our clients through to get them booked on two podcasts every single week. The first one talking about the method, reaching out to people, how to reach out to people, where to find them. In the second part of the series, we talked about your offer, the difference between an offer and a pitch, right? Making them an offer so good they can't say no to. It's more than just pitching your idea, your concept to them, but it's really finding a way to add value to that podcast host. And now in this third part, this final part of the series, we want to talk about volume, right? How much volume it takes to get booked on podcasts every single week, right? And once you've got the right method, once you've tapped into your method, once you have that irresistible offer, the final piece of the puzzle is volume. And here's the thing, all things being equal, the more volume you do, the more results you'll get. You want to get, you know, more muscle, you got to work out more, right? You got to lift more, you got to do more. Anything that you want to get better at, you've got to just do more of. So if you want to get on more podcasts, we need to reach out to more people who have podcasts. Now, here's the thing when it comes to volume and small businesses and really life in general, is a lot of times we'll do something and think that thing doesn't work, right? You start something, dieting doesn't work, working out doesn't work, whatever, right? It doesn't work. And mostly it's because the reason it doesn't pay off is because we underestimate the amount of volume it actually takes to be a success. Like, our expectations are skewed. We don't realize how much it really takes, how long it's going to take to grow our business, how long it's going to take to be profitable, how long it's going to take, how many people we need to talk to in order to get enough clients to grow our business. And so the first thing is, right, is our expectations. The second element of, and the reason efforts don't pay off, is we don't do enough of the volume that it takes to get the results we're looking for. So We underestimate how much it's going to take, therefore we're not doing enough. We give up, right? We, you know, we send out 5 emails and okay, that didn't work. We send out, you know, we do a couple of sales calls. I didn't get enough. I do a couple of speaking gigs. I used to travel as a public speaker, and I tell people the reason I was a success at public speaking wasn't because I was a better speaker. There are way, way, way better speakers than I am. But the result or the secret to my success was I did more. I spoke every single week. I didn't just do it once or twice and give up. I was traveling every single week as a speaker, showing up to conferences, showing up somewhere. I was traveling. I was paying for my own travel. I did it on my own dime. I paid for stages. I paid for expo workshops. I paid for printing. And I just kept doing more. And it was really the result of doing more that got me booked every single week on a stage and now getting me booked every single week on 2 podcasts. So we typically just don't do enough. Number one, we underestimate how much it's going to take. And then we just don't do enough. And then the third reason most efforts don't pay off is we give up, right? We just give up too soon. We stop doing the thing before it has a chance to really take off and work. It takes a lot of fuel to get an engine off the ground. It takes a lot of momentum and consistency. But what do we typically do as business owners? We try something and then we stop, right? I need to take a break. I'm overwhelmed. I can't continue. So we stop. Or I tried this method and I didn't get the results. So I stopped. Or I tried this title or this topic or this program and I didn't get. And so we're constantly. This was the other thing I would see when I was traveling is I would show up to an event where we're all speaking the next day. And a lot of the speakers would be working on their PowerPoint presentation the night before, trying to figure out what are they going to sell, right? What are they going to say? What are they going to sell? And they never got a chance. My speaker coach told me you have to do 100 talks, right? Your first 100 talks are practice. So think about this, your first 100 podcasts, practice, right? Get good at it. Leverage those first 100 podcasts so that you can get really good at it. So there's your volume, right? Instead of starting something new and keeping to start something new, what if we just made what we were doing better and we did more of it, right? So if we can reverse the concept of reducing the efforts, we know that our efforts will pay off, right? When we know how much volume we need to create the results we're looking for. So we need to figure out how much volume it takes to get the result you're looking for, number one. Number two, we actually have to do the amount of volume, the amount of outreach it takes to create the results we're looking for. So number one, we've got to figure out how many people do we need to reach out to in order to get booked on two podcasts a week. And then number two, we actually need to go out and reach out to that many people in order to get booked on 2 podcasts a week. And then three, we continue to do the work until we get the result we're looking for. Like we don't give up. We keep doing it. When it comes to building a successful 6- and 7-figure business, we need to focus on one method, one client for 1 year, right? One program, like do 100 podcasts for 1 year with one message talking to one core audience, right? If you can do that, for an entire year, your business will scale to 6 and then 7 figures, depending on where you're starting from, right? Stay focused, stay in your lane, and do it until you hit 100 podcasts, right? The reason we want to get you booked on 100 podcasts is the numbers work. For the goals that most of our clients have, as far as their audience reach, their client attraction, and all of that, 100 podcasts is the number that gives us the goal, the results that we're looking for. So if our goal is to get you booked on 100 podcasts in the next 12 months, it is to help you, your business will grow faster, right? Your business will grow, your audience will grow, your leads will grow, your opt-ins will grow, right? But in order to get you booked, we need to determine the number of podcasters that we need to reach out to in order to hit our goal. So if we go into the Need a Guest Facebook group, and we start commenting and we comment on 10 podcast requests and we get booked on one podcast, then we know that in order to get booked on two, that we need to do 20 comments. We need to reach out to 20 podcasters in order to get booked on 2 podcasts. So the first thing you need to do is just start tracking, right? How many podcasts did I get booked on this week? And how many people did I reach out to in order to get booked on 2? So know your numbers, right? Start tracking your numbers. And then once we've got our average, then we know we need to start reaching out every single week to 20 podcasters so that we can get booked. And we don't give up until we hit the goal that we're looking for. So keep track, right? And keep a Google spreadsheet with all the people you've reached out to. Update the status, right? I reached out, they accepted it, and I booked it, right? Move them along so that you can start to keep track every single week. You can't measure what you don't track. And if we aren't staying on top of this, we're going to fall below the line. And so inside of our team, we use a variety of outreach. We do a variety of volume in order to get our guests booked every single week. We have dozens of podcasts, right, that we need to book every single week. And so we know these are the numbers we need to be reaching out to. This is how many brand new podcasters we need to be adding into our directory and to our inventory. This is how many we need to reach out to. Like, we've got the system all dialed in. And that's what we teach inside of Media Firestorm. Not only do we teach you how to do it, but we give you access to our entire podcast inventory and our directory so that you have those 100 podcasts, right, that you're going to get booked on in that first year. Stress testing your system, making sure your message is lined in, your dream audience, your ideal avatar, the number of opt-ins that you're getting, the number of sales calls that you're doing, like the whole thing is completely tracked. We got the data, we stress test it, we take it out on the road and pour as much fuel on it by getting you booked on as many podcasts in that first 90 days so that you can create the momentum and the consistency that you need to become the number one authority in your niche and get booked on more podcasts. If this was helpful, you'd love to work with our team to help you manage your podcast guesting, to help train you up as a quality guest, help you to be that number one, to put offers together, to make sure that your core offer, your lead magnet, everything's all buttoned up and dialed in. Make sure you schedule a call with somebody on our team and join our Media Firestorm program. In the meantime, go to Need a Guest, find your podcast guests or podcast host requests, make them an offer they can't refuse, and just do more. I can't wait to see you. Congratulations on getting booked on more podcasts. I'm Angel Tussie. I am your media matchmaker. You can find me at needaguest.com. And again, reach out to us if Media Firestorm sounds like a great fit for helping you to get booked on more podcasts this year. Cheers.